哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续我们的课程。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let us continue our class.
好，我们把我们讲的再简单的讲一次。
Let's very simply summarize what we have just gone over.
以弗所书是一个完整的救赎的一个计划书。
The book of Ephesians is a book that describes the plan of salvation in its entirety.
这是神的计划。
This is the plan of God.
并且是实践。
And this is also something that we can practice.
前面就是讲得救，我们被救赎的道理。
In the beginning, there are teachings of our salvation.
是在主里发生的。
That this took place in the Lord.
那接下来我们开始实践。
And when we begin to practice,
那有个人的。
Individually,
个人的灵修，最后成为光明之子啊。
In our individual spiritual cultivation, in the end, we become the children of light.
然后你进入到这个数出来的时间里面，跟人交通。
And then we enter into this time that is redeemed to interact with other people.
从夫妻开始。
Beginning with husband and wife.
从孩子开始。
And then beginning from our children.
当父母。就是父，就是婚姻，它叫夫妻，父母对孩子，孩子对父母，这是渐进的。
And this is the relationship between husband and wife, the relationship between parents to children, children to parents.
这是很重要的。
And this is very important.
那再来你的工作。
And then in your workplace.
我忽然想到，有一个老太太，教会的很好的姐妹。
Suddenly, I'm thinking of in the church there is a old sister that is very nice.
那渐渐老了。
And gradually she grew older.
她的孩子蛮也很好就是了。
And her children were also very good children.
但是可能她儿子没想通。
But maybe because there were some things that her son can't get over.
她社会公益做很多。
So her son participated a lot in different social work and volunteering in the world.
他在一家老人院，人家多称他是天使啊。
And in a nursing home, everyone in a nursing home would say that this old sister's son is an angel.
他一有空就是陪老人谈话，照顾他们，义工哦。
Because whenever he had time, he would go and spend his time with all the elderly at the nursing home, and he would do all this volunteering.
他的理念是说。把你的一点光也虽然不多了哈，给这个社会。所以当然他就在那个，他一进到那个老人院，连打扫都认识啊，天使来了。
And his perspective is that even though we don't have much light, but whatever light we have, we want to share. And so the moment he walks into a nursing home, even the janitor that sweeps the floor would know him and say, "The angel is here."
但是他越做越有兴趣就是了。
And the more,
也不错，不，这个是好事哦，绝对不能说错。这，并且我们如果有空有时间，也应该这样做。
And the more he volunteered, the more he enjoyed volunteering. And this is a good thing. If we have time, we should also do the same.
问题出在哪里
？But what was the problem?
他家这个老太太啊，她说：“传道，我儿子，我是不是生错了？他看起来好像魔鬼。”
And the problem is that this.
我吓一跳，怎么会？把孩子当魔鬼，这个倒是少说。一共回来一个错脸。
The old sister, when they told me, preacher, did I give birth to the wrong son? Because my son has the face of the devil, and I was shocked because how could her son have the face of a devil? And she said, when her son comes home, his face just has a face that is a stinky face.
Stinky. Or, 有这样的 stinky, 就是。
Or he would have a stink eye in his expression.
因为他的精力已经用光了嘛。
Because by the time he came home, he has used all his energy.
他忘记他妈妈不是二十年前的妈妈。因为一般父母会做的一定不会让你做。
And he forgot that his mother is no longer the mother from 20 years ago. And typically, the things that your mother would do for you, you wouldn't go and do.
我40岁正年轻的，正壮年，壮年的时候。
When I was 40 years old and very strong.
有一次我要跟我爸爸去修理房顶啊。
One time I went with my father to go fix the roof.
那个梯子蛮重的，他一定要拿。
And the ladder was very
heavy. 他跟我说硬那狼。
The
我本来想说比比看呢。
The ladder was very heavy, and he insisted that he must carry it, but it was very heavy, and he told me that he shouldn't let the young people do it, and I want to let him know I'm stronger than him, actually.
我爸爸比我瘦，比我矮，我本来想说，爸，试试看。
And
我不敢就是。
My father was short, skinnier and shorter than me, and I almost wanted to say to my dad, let's arm wrestle and show who's stronger, but I was afraid to.
我那时候想说你还行啊。
And in my mind, I thought, oh, you're still able to do it.
父母是这样子的。当爸爸一样，你可以拿的，不会叫孩子拿，很奇怪啊。我也是变这样子了。
And this is what parents usually, how parents think. If the parents are able to do it, they don't want their children to do it.
直到有一次，我那个老三蛮有一点不说调皮啊，我们去散步嘛。
Until
他缓了说，爸爸要不要我背你一下？
Until one day, my third child, and he's a little bit naughty, and we were just going out for a walk, and suddenly he said, Dad, do you want me to carry you?
那我真的让他背了。
And so I really let him carry me.
哦，他真的很厉害，因为他跑马拉松的嘛。
Because he runs marathon, so he's very strong.
我一定跑输他了。
And I would always lose to him.
我也不敢说试试看，一定输了。
And I wouldn't say to him, let's arm wrestle, because I would definitely lose.
但是也是不忍心了，背两步我就赶快下来了。
But I couldn't bear him carrying me, so after we walked a few steps, I got off.
那这个儿子没想到他妈妈已经是实在是不行了，这里痛那里痛，这里也肿，他你看手指都弯了。
This older sister is
一种病，我不知道什么东西，我还没有了。
And this,
就弯了，我这这这这肿了，这什么东西啊？那个
older sister's son didn't realize that his mother was already very old, and all her joints of her hands were swollen.
望东望西，他儿子回来说啊，早上给你讲这样，你怎么？
And the memory of the mother is not very good. So when the son comes home, the son would yell at the mother and say, "Didn't I tell you in the morning? Why did you forget?"
哦，他妈记下来，记下来又忘记看。
And the mom did try to write it down, but then she forgot to look at what she wrote down.
什么都忘。
And she forgot a lot of things.
儿子回来看这个不行，看这不行。
So when the son comes home, he feels like nothing is right.
我在想啊，圣经里面讲，最先跟神关系，接下来就是夫妻啊，夫妻第一重要。
And I was thinking in the Bible.After our relationship with God, the next relationship is the relationship between husband and wife.
这个道理讲不完啊。那再就父母跟儿女。
And there's a lot of teachings about that. And then the next relationship is a relationship between parents and children.
那再儿女对父母。
And then the relationship, children are supposed to show their parents.
孝顺要学的。
Filial piety is something we have to learn.
一定要学。
We have to learn it.
我还正在学。
And I am still learning.
我现在跟妈妈感谢神啊，你学习的态度来跟妈妈在一起不一样。
And now I'm thankful for my mother, and when I'm with her, I have this mentality that I want to learn, and it's a different type of mentality.
我现在如果遇到妈妈
，Now if I face any problem,
我准备好两三个小时就跟她讲嘛
，And
讲到她说啊，我没话讲了。他重复了有些东西十几遍，就几年来一直在讲那些东西。
And when I meet my mother,
我就让你讲嘛。
I would always prepare two or three hours to talk to her because sometimes when she talks to me, she would repeat a lot of things, even things that she said long ago, but she would repeat it.
那有时候她说，讲什么忘记了。
And sometimes she would say, "What did I say? I forgot."
我说这样感谢神了，我才可以再继续跟你讲啊。
And then
没话讲了。
I said, thank God you forgot, because then you can tell me again. Otherwise, we don't have much to say anymore.
开始要学。
So we have to learn.
父母爱儿女不用学，爱不用学，不但不用学，要在主里爱啊，不能乱爱。有时候你会看到父母爱孩子不照道理爱，那也会出问题。
Parents don't need to learn how to love their children, but when parents love their children, they have to love their children in the Lord.
在主里。
In the Lord.
圣经保罗说要学着孝顺。
But
在家里哦，学这个很难哦。
The Bible, and Paul tells us that we have to learn how to be filial, filial in our own family.
保罗讲哦，如果你不照顾家里的人，那比什么都不好。
And Paul says, if you don't know how to take care of your own house, you are worse than everyone else.
从你若生的家。
You have to start from your own, actual family.
有些人很海派，我朋友很多，家里的兄弟姐妹吵得半死，这不对，不合圣经道理。
Some people have a lot of friends outside of their family, but they don't take care of their own family, and this is not biblical.
不是说 对外面要不好，家里还要再回来对家里好。
It's not that you shouldn't treat people outside your family bad, but that you should also come back to your family and treat your family well.
你要去老人院照顾老人。
If you want to go to a nursing home and take care of the elderly,
你有一个很广阔的爱。
And you have this very generous love.
你先在家里爱你这个慢慢老去的妈妈好不好？
You should first stay home and love your mother who is slowly growing old.
你不要把她当家了，你只要把她当你家是一个老人院，你也是用做义工的精神来爱你这个需要爱的社会，你用社会了，社会上需要被关怀的老人好不好？这已经很差劲了，连信耶稣人，你已经是不是信耶稣的人了？用这样子来对待好不好
？You shouldn't just treat your home like a home. At the very least, which is already a very low standard, and even in the world, you should at least treat your parents like the elderly in the society that requires our help.
老人是很难照顾的。
The elderly are very hard to take care of.
所以才要学。
That's why we have to learn.
才要在基督里。
That's why we have to do it in the Lord.
在基督里是一个牺牲，是一个奉献。
In Christ, this is a sacrifice. This is offering.
讲到这里，我自己要不好意思啊，我自己要反省一下。
And when I mention this, I have to really examine myself and repent because I haven't done this as well.
这几年呢，我体验到一件事，我爸爸讲了一句话，我现在一直在想，很有道理啊。
In these past few years, I keep thinking of something my father said that makes a lot of sense.
他说，用台湾话讲，他说，二妻孽子无法可治啊。
He says, an evil or a wicked wife and rebellious children.
他的意思是说，太太再坏，儿子再坏，不是用法律把他告到法院去了。
He says, no matter.
也就是说。
He says, no matter how wicked your wife or how rebellious your children, you shouldn't sue them in court.
不是用公义的。
You're not dealing them with justice.
用爱。
But you deal them with love.
不是用法来治。
You don't use law to try to cure them.
是一个家，用家，用爱来接纳，来爱。
But this is a home, so you receive them and accept them with love.
跟其当然，在座的有的在已经结婚比我更久。我结婚三十多年以来呢，唯一一个就是太太无论做对做错，怎么样，都是你的错。你跟她吵架你就错了，你会自己后悔而已。为什么你跑不掉？有时候太太实在是太没有理了。你吵完之后，其实第一个后悔是谁？我，因为当传道，等一下你要祷告啊，除非就不祷告。除非就我不理你，但不行啊！等一下要祷告，一祷告就要怎么样？后悔的是我啊！所以怎么样？再怎么错也是还是自己错。
And among all of us here,
啊，这个是学习过来的。大家知道，没有说不吵架的夫妻的了。
Among us, there are people who are married longer than me, but I've been married around 30 years, and from my marriage, I learned that no matter how you fight with your spouse, in the end, you will always regret it because in the end, you will learn that you are in the wrong because you can't run away from your marriage, especially for a preacher because whenever we get in an argument, I know that later on I have to pray and I have to repent because I would be in the wrong. And this is something we have to learn.
小孩子有时候教你啊。
Sometimes your children will teach you.
我女儿有一次她，我们要去一个山上，她不穿衣服啊，我很气啊。
There was one time we want to go hike on a mountain, and my daughter didn't want to bring a coat. And I said,
我带了，要把她穿，她不给我穿啊。
And I brought a coat for her, but she wouldn't wear it.
我很气啊。
And I was very mad.
她跟我讲，爸爸，你不要生气，你生气自己害自己啊。
And then my daughter told me, Dad, don't get mad. If you get mad, you are just harming yourself.
我那时候很气啊，我说是你害我，怎么我害我自己害自己。
And during that time, I was really angry. I said, you're the one who's harming me. How can you say I'm harming myself?
二十年之后。
But 20 years later.
我常常跟她讲，谢谢你啊，真的是我自己害自己。
I would often tell her,
不需要生气的。
Thank you. I was really doing harm to myself. I didn't need to get mad.
你老，他年轻，他不敢去冷了。你一直要把他塞进去，他冷了，他就会来穿。
You're older. Your children are younger, so maybe your child won't get cold, but you want to force it upon her. But maybe you're the one who gets cold.
自己害自己。
So you're just doing harm to yourself.
因为这是个家。
Because this is a home.
这个家在基督里。
This home is in Christ.
你我是讲后面的哈。
So I'm talking about the teaching.
四章十七节，昨天早上我们已经 review 过了哈。
I'm talking about
因为没有时间一个讲一个讲，夫妻就可以讲一天了嘛。
After chapter 4 verse 17, we mentioned this in the morning because we don't have much time. We could spend a whole day talking about.
再就是职业。
And then our workplace.
敬业。
Our occupation.
像面对神一样。
We have to work in our workplace as if we are working for God.
但是你老板要好像面对神，这是互相的。那如果到社会，那就不一样。如果对方不是信主的，那就用社会性来做。
And this is mutual. If your employer or you're an employee, both of you are in the Lord, then both of you have to do it as if you are facing God. But if your employer isn't a believer, then you would do it as the society requires.
这是交换的嘛。
This is a mutual exchange.
你在主里，你做该做的，他没有给你社会的，你要忍耐呢，那就继续做了，你不忍耐就赶快跑了嘛。
In the Lord,
不需要，
you ought to
你不要做一行厌一行啊，这个。
In the Lord, you should do what you need to do. And if your employer doesn't reward you in the way he is supposed to,then you can either just endure it or you can go find something else, but you don't need to complain when you are doing the job.
其实在主里这个实践是只要在主里应该是容易的。在主里。
As long as we are doing it in the Lord, practicing this should be easy.
如果你发现你婚姻有一点困难。
If you discover that you have some difficulties in your marriage.
你们车子买什么车啊？
And what car do you buy?
你是开 Lexus 哦，你坏了要送原厂，送到 Lexus 那边最好。
Suppose you
你买 Lexus， 你送到 Mercedes 那边就不太好了。
Suppose you buy a Lexus as a brand of your car, and your car breaks down. You want to bring it to a Lexus dealership or someone who fixes Lexus cars, not to someone who fixes Mercedes cars.
送原厂。
You want to send it to the original manufacturer.
我们道德生活是原厂是在主里，不要忘记，我们常忘记。
Our life, the morals of our life. If we want to send our lives to the original manufacturer, it's actually in the Lord.
婚姻有问题，一定是不在主里的。
If we have any issues,
不要骗你说没有啊，我都很好啊。哎，是你很好，但你不在主里，你也跑出去了。
It must mean that you are not in the Lord. You can't say, oh, everything is fine. Don't deceive yourself. Because if you're not in the Lord, there are these problems.
试试看，回到主里一定好。
You can try it. If you return to be in the Lord, things will go well.
一个先决条件要，一定要什么？要舍己啊！在主里，第一个跟耶稣，对不对？你不舍己，你讲了半死没有用啊！
But there is a prerequisite. If you want to be in the Lord, you have to be able to deny yourself. If you're not willing to deny yourself, then you can't be in the Lord.
越辅导越倒啊。
And the more you are counseled, the worse you will become.
因为你都是我嘛，但这讲不通的了。
Because you keep talking about yourself, your and just I, and you can't receive anything.
先舍己啦。
You have to deny yourself first.
才能继续。
Then you can continue.
舍己才能够在主里。
If you deny yourself, you can be in the Lord.
这是婚姻啊。
This is marriage.
没有第二个不是说、啊、你们个性和有时候个性和吵得更厉害。
There's no other way.
所以个性和就是我们都同兴趣同什么。都是很害的，我两个都害起来。
You can't say as long as our personalities match, there will be no problem. Sometimes, if your personalities are the same, there will be even worse problems.
父母儿女也一样。
Same with parents and children.
爸爸骂儿子一直骂，你不在，不在，你一直用指责的骂的，想要他怎么样？不在主里啊，主耶稣要你说一定要叫这个孩子当医生吗？开玩笑。
If the father keeps yelling at the child and criticizing the child, this is not in the Lord. Does Lord Jesus say your child must become a doctor?
父母跟儿女一样。
And so it is the same between parent and child.
工作一样。
The same in your workplace.
这是实践。
And this is how we practice these teachings.
一定在主里。
We have to do it in the Lord.
因为我们看到了都是在主里发生的，所以父母儿女有出错了，送圆场都到主里，一定会好。
So we see everything Paul mentions is in the Lord. If there's any problems in our marriage relationship or our parent and children relationship, just send it back to the original manufacturer, which is in the Lord.
啊，接下来我们在一个大的教会大家庭里面。
Then everything will be fixed. And then next, we see the next relationship is in the church family as the church as a large family.
因为教会里面成员啊。信主的经历啦、年纪啦，什么也参差不齐啊。
Because the members in the church have different experience, backgrounds, and ages.
但是我们都是在宝血里面。
But we are all in the precious blood.
在基督里面。
We are all in Christ.
只要回到基督里，一定会好。
As long as we return to be in Christ, everything will be well.
好，那我们那这个是怎么来的
？So how did this come about?
就是从这里来的。
This comes from this.
在起初
，in the beginning，
神创造
，God created。
创造之后
，after creation，
接下来才是那个从创造之后哈，是就是所谓救赎的具体的开始。
From beginning or since the beginning, that is when salvation begins to take place.
我们来看那个马太福音嘛。
If we turn to Matthew,
十三章三十五节
，Chapter 13, verse 35。
这就要应验先知的话说，我要开口用比喻把创世以来所隐藏的事发明出来。
That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things kept secret from the foundation of the world.
就是，所以我们从创世，创世以前，那现在是创世以来。
So,
我们先把时间。
When we look at the timeline, before it was before the foundation of the world, here it says from the foundation of the world, so it's after the foundation of the world.
这是有奥秘的哈。
And this is a mystery.
但是神会把它解释出来的，或是把它让我们知道的。
Even though these are kept secret, but God will reveal them and allow us to know them.
好，那我们再看那个马太福音二十五章。
Let's also turn to Matthew chapter 25.
二十五章三十四节。
Verse 34.Verse 34, then the king will say to those on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
这是从创世以来。
So this is from the foundation of the world, or after the foundation of the world took place.
From, 你看马太福音。
If you look at how Matthew is written,
刚刚我们只把它写下来是三章。
The verse we read earlier, chapter 13, verse 35.
35章34节
还有很多呢。Chapter 25 and verse 34. There are a lot of other passages you can look for.
到最后呢?
And then in the end,
我们来看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录十三章八节。
Revelation chapter 13, verse 8.Chapter 13, verse 8. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose name have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Right. 这里讲到末世之前呢，有兽要出来。
Here it says, in the end times, before the end of the world, the beast will come.
这个兽其实我跟神学生上课的时候，一定跟神学生讲。
When I am lecturing.In the class for the TTP students for Revelation, I would always tell the TTP students,
我说你们小心哦。
I would say, you be careful.
有一天你可能你就是这个兽。
Because one day, maybe you are this beast.
我可能明天可能换我呢。
Maybe tomorrow, I am this beast.
这个兽如果你查圣经，其实是教会的工人成为兽。
If you look at the Bible here, you see that it is the worker in the church that becomes the beast.
或是执事啦。
It could be a deacon.
负责人啊，像杨荣生。
It could be a council member. Maybe like Brother Yang, since he's a council member.
我是讲真的咯。
And I'm speaking truthfully.
你看那个，像以我来讲，我成为兽的可能性很大。
And
potential.
If you talk about myself,the potential of me becoming the beast is great, so I have to be very careful.
现在比较不是少，我到处说替我祷告，让我能够平安的当晚。
And I say this less now, but I would always often tell people, please pray for me so that I can successfully conclude my ministry.
你们认识黄世明吗？他当神学生的时候，我就跟他这样讲，那时候。看 多少的，你可以问他。
And if all of you know Pastor Steve Huang, and when he was still TTP student, I would tell him this.
到最后呢
，And then in the end,
这个兽会受败。
This beast will be destroyed.
不是、啊，而败、啊。
Oh, this beast will be worshipped.
拱上来。
Will be elevated.、
嗯、然后呢，会有人一定会败的。
And there will be people who worship the beast.
是谁会拜他
？Who worships the beast？
从创世以来，没有记载在被杀之羔羊生命册上的。
Those whose name have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world。
那这是很悲惨的事了。
So this is something very tragic。
其实你看，你如果看启示录到那个，其实都是教会自己在乱。
If you look at the book of Revelation, you see that all the turmoil is within the church itself.
你看前面四马都是马。
If you look at the four horses, they are all horses.
马是神的工具。
The horse is a tool used by God.
颜色不一样而已。
It is all the four horses just have different colors.
就是，但是它的本，那个它的就是本体是一样的。
But the actual tool itself is the same.
你看大陆哈。
If you look at China,
因为神保守那个福音传到台湾之后，这几年非常平静。
Because of God's providence, after the gospel spread to Taiwan, it's been very peaceful the last few years.
那在这几年里，借着台湾说真的了哈，那个真理哈建立起来。
And you can also say that because the gospel through Taiwan, the truth was able to be slowly established.
我们教会是从中国出来。
And our church came out of China.
其实出来不久就开始乱，教会乱。
But
乱到今天还在乱。
Not long after the church came out of China, the church already started to have turmoil since then until now.
我们一般都不讲这个啦，都是讲好一点的，对，鼓励。
And typically we don't talk about this. We talk about more positive things, things that are encouraging.
其实你去大陆哈，挂着真耶稣教的牌子的里面，不一定是信的是一样东西啊。
But if you have a chance to go to China, all the churches that hang the sign True Jesus Church, not necessarily all the members will believe in the same thing.
那个道理不很重要，一定会被骗。
If the doctrine is not very important in that location, they will be deceived.
所以在台湾，因为这几年，所以 到最后来哈，也不是后来，你们可能听过了啊。如果你离开真耶稣教会，就会孤单或是慢慢退缩，对不对
？And
其实这个是以台湾经验，这不是真耶稣教会的整体的经验。
And if you grew up in Taiwan in the church, you will probably hear the church often says, if you leave the True Jesus Church, you will be cut off and withered. And this is usually spoken from the experience of the Taiwan churches, not the True Jesus Church in its entirety.
白马就是正统的、守住正道的真教会。
The white horse is the true church that keeps the truth.
一定要到最后。And it will, 会到最后
it will be able to keep going until the end.
但当中有红马
But in the midst, there is also the red horse.
你不要以为红马是什么政治的或是哪里的红马在真耶稣教会里面
Don't think that the red horse is some political power. It is actually in the True Jesus Church. It will kill.
攻击啊杀
It will attack, it will kill.
那再来黑马
And then the black horse.
道理开始转变，没东西吃了。
The doctrine begins to change, and there will be no food to eat.
但是不用怕，你要一钱银子保住救恩，不会死，并且很丰盛，这很重要的。
You don't need to worry because as long as you have a denarius, then you can still buy food and still be filled.
再来灰马。
And then the gray horse.
对。兽出来
，then the beast comes out，
开始吞吃
，and begins to devour，
三分之一会倒，哎，这个时候是四分之一了。
During this time, a quarter will fall。
那这兽会建立兽国
，and the beast will establish the kingdom of the beast。
九章第一节开始，蝗虫时期出来
，starting from chapter 9 verse 1，
蝗虫起啊
，the period of the locusts will come。
那接下来九章的到了那个第六号的时候，第五号就是蝗虫期，第六号就是他已经建军了。
And
两万万的很多啊。
During chapter 9 verse 1, that's the fifth trumpet. That's the time of the locust. And by the time of the sixth trumpet, the beast has already its own army, and there are a lot of people.
真教会的这个纯正的道理会传遍世界。
The pure doctrine of the true church will have spread throughout the world.
这几年也很奇妙。
And in the last couple of years, it is very miraculous.
有人说教会乱了半死。
Some people say that the church is in so much chaos.
这十年，比如说非洲还有欧洲几个国家，我们多传了这么十几个国家。
But in the last 10 years, we've preached to so many new countries, both in the African continent and the European continent.
至少说有信徒在那里成立教会了。
So at the very least, there are believers there who establish a church.
这个是很奇妙的神的作为。
And this is the miraculous work of God.
到最后是创世以来名字没有在册上。
And in the end, it is those from the foundation of the world whose name is not recorded in the book.
对，好，所以是从这里我们可以看得到哈。
So from this we can see,
从以弗所书啊,
from the book of Ephesians,
这是创立世界,
this is the foundation of the world.
创立世界以前, 这是神在基督里拣选了你。
Before the foundation of the world, God chose us in Christ.
这是圣经里面的话吗?
These are the words of the Bible.
那这个怎么解释?
So how do we explain this?
我只能用这个罗马书。
I can only use what is written in Rome, Romans, chapter
8.
Romans chapter 8,
这早上已经看过了,
verses 29 to 30, we read this in the morning.
就五个步骤的,
these five steps.
预先知道,
that he foreknew.
你还没出来, 神老早就知道你了。
Even before you were born, God already knew you.
并且事先定,
and then he predestined.
对不对? 定下。
He predestined.
这是在基督里哦。
This is all in Christ.
在创立世界这个之前呢、哦、
？Before the foundation of the world, before the creation of the world.
哦，开始有这个世界了。
And now the world existed.
那从亚当开始。
So starting from Adam.
人有不一样的每个人的，你有什么？人生规划是不是？
有现在。
人生规划，生涯规划。
People have their own plans for life.
你在这里生的哈？
对。
在台湾长大一点点，那就在这里。你有回过台湾吗？
对， 对，然后大学再回来。
就回来这里，对不对？又回归了哈。所以你是美国小孩吗？
对。
有美国梦吗？
对。
对哈，好，美国梦讲讲。
So we can talk about the American dream.
是好的。
The American dream is good.
所以很多人成功了。
So a lot of people are successful.
是哪一年呢？我在杜拜哈，看到那个奥巴马他当选总统，那我刚好在杜拜。他有英文书哈，那个还是 paperback 的，你们有没有看过？
没有，
那么厚哎。
And
但我没有看完，就是不可能，我是翻几页而已，都不看。
The year
他的名字就是哈 ，My Dream Become True， 你看过没有？小薇有晓得这本书吗？
晓得，
晓得，
没读过，
没读过，应该美国人要读啊。
So
我们外国人都摸了你还不读。
I remember the year President Obama was elected as president. I was in Dubai, and I had the book that he wrote about his dreams coming true.
这是美国梦。
And this is the American dream.
成功了。
He succeeded.
大家以他为标准嘛，所以他得诺贝尔奖，说这个人不容易啊。
So everyone uses him as a standard, and that's why he even won a Nobel Prize. He became the standard.
你不赞成他的，你得得看啊，得得到吗？当然得不到嘛。
Even if you don't agree with him, can you win the Nobel Prize? Probably not. So don't criticize him just because you can't win a prize.
这是美国梦。
But this is the American dream.
不要忘记哦。
So don't forget.
美国梦已经留在美国嘛。
The American dream remains in the United States.
你不可能美国梦跑到德国去，不会。
You can't go to Germany to have an American dream.
你美国梦就跑不到德国了。
If you have an American dream, you wouldn't go to Germany.
更跑不到天国。
And you wouldn't go to heaven.
对不对？
Isn't this right?
留在地上。
The American dream remains on the earth.
世界过去了。
After the world ends.
你再怎么的梦成真了，都留在地上。
No matter how many dreams have come true for you, those dreams will remain on the ground.
我也不是说不要认真了，也要认真了。
So I'm not saying you shouldn't try hard. You should still be diligent.
还有人在读书吗？
Are there still people who are in school right now?
有没有？
Are there any people in school?
你几年级？
What year are you?
是啊，你每次都
Third year.
你每次都考 A plus 的嘛？ A plus plus 对不对？
Do you always get A plus plus on your tests?
没有哈。要每次。
You should always get A plus on your.
如果没有每次的话。
If you don't get it every time,
不应该跟大学生，要跟初中、高中。我跟初中、高中都这样讲。
Then, or actually, I should say that to the middle schoolers and high schoolers.
但是你可以，因为你，我意思是说，安息日要休息来聚会，星期天要读书。
But my,
除非现在有讲机会，你来了。
My point is, on Sabbath day, you would come to church and have your rest, but on Sunday, you should go back home and study. Of course, today the seminar.
要六日殷勤工作。
Because you should work for 6 days.
所以星期天要读书。
So on Sunday you should still study.
除非你说我已经都考 AAA 了。
Unless you say I get A's on every exam.
升不上去嘛，满了嘛。
So I can't get better because I'm already at the top.
如果对不对？因为神要给你让你考 AAA 啊，你没有啊。
Because maybe God wants you to get all A's, but you didn't study.
神只让你考 C， 你每次考 A 回来要打屁股。
If God wants to give you an A, but you only get C's, then
不是要让你 C， 你都是考 A， 不可以。
Or if God wants you to get C's on your exam, but you always get A's, then
为什么
？You're gonna get disciplined.
因为你偷看了，你做小抄啊。
And why would you get disciplined? Because that would mean you would always be cheating, and you probably have notes.
对不对？也不可以。
So you shouldn't do that either.
神给你怎么样，你就活怎么样。
Whatever God gives you, you should use that to live.
人生是过客啊。
Because
常忘记。
In life, we are just strangers. We are just passing by.
神让你怎么样装备，你就怎么样过一生。
Whatever God equips you with, you should live life like that.
在主里。
in the Lord.
回到天家。
So that you can return to your heavenly home.
所以中午刚吃过饭，我们头发白的有智慧人，我们说如果我们眼睛闭着，想说一生做些什么。
So during lunch,
有什么好纪念的了？
The more experienced, the gray-haired members, we were talking and we said, if we close our eyes and think of what we have experienced in life,
你 一生可纪念的什么？
What are the things you can remember in your life?
你说我房子买了五栋，生那个什么样，车子买了五辆，对不对？
Maybe you'll say, I bought five houses, I have five cars.
我游过世界。
Or I traveled the world.
我当过十个公司的 CEO 吧。
And I've been the CEO of 10 separate companies.
好，这够伟大了吧？
And this is great enough.
你想在那个什么到天国去，还把你这个在人间最后可能你丧礼的时候跟你念一念嘛，对不对？
Maybe on the earth, at your funeral, someone will read all these accomplishments out loud.
过了之后。
But after it passed,
如果你是得救去天国，会不会天使也宣布说，有十个 CEO 的信徒来了？
If you are,
大家起立拍手。
If you are saved and you go to the kingdom of heaven, will the angels announce when you enter into heaven, here's a believer who was the CEOs of 10 separate companies, everyone applauds.
他在他那个你们这里是伊丽莎白，有十栋大楼啊，都是他的。
Or the angels say, this believer is a believer who owned 10 separate buildings in New Jersey, and he is very rich.
值得纪念吗？
Are these things worth being remembered by?
Yeah. 如果去天国还纪念这个，我就讲了，求主耶稣让我去一个不需要这样的，因为人家都 CEO 啊，我一生都没做什么。
If these are the things that we are remembered by,
CEO 来了。
In heaven, then I'm going to ask God to let me go to somewhere else because there will be so many CEOs there and I'm not a CEO.
我们一个白发的弟兄。
So there was another more senior member.
我想就是娶妻生儿养女。
He said what he remembers in, or how he want to be remembered in this life is that he got married and had children.
感谢主，这就是你在神要让我们做的事情。
And thank God because this is what God wants us to do.
真的哦、
and this is true. To get married,
生儿养女
and to have children and raise them.
啊，这个生儿养女是生出神的儿女啊、哦。
But when you
不是生出地狱之子啊。
When you have children,
我讲这个心里也怕怕，我以后孩子。
The children are not just any children, but these children are godly children, not the children of the sons of hell.
我们常忘记这个。
And we often forget this.
你最大的成就是什么？
What is your greatest accomplishment?
如果你个两个孩子，
If you have two children,
都在主里，
and they are both in the Lord,
其实谁赚比你多？不能比啊，你赚的比两个世界还多的东西。
Who can compare to your wealth? No matter if someone else makes a lot of wealth, they can't compare to what you have accomplished in this life.
圣经不是说吗？ Because 一个生命值得过全世界啊，你丢了生命。我们常常是想自己啦，我不要丢嘛，其实你的孩子也一样。
Doesn't the Bible say a soul is worth more than anything else in this world? And if you have two souls, then it's worth more than anything. Often we only think of our own souls, but isn't that what the Bible says?
这个是神从创世以前就已经计划。
This is something that God has planned since before the foundation of the world.
我们来再看以弗所书。
Let's turn back to Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章
Ephesians chapter 1
第五节
verse 5 Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5 having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself.
Okay, 这是一个预定，有没有？
Here it says predestined.
预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分
predestined us toAdoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself.
所以你得到儿子名分，这是创立世界以前神定的。
So for you to receive the status of sonship is something predestined before the foundation of the world.
这是多重要，多高贵啊！
And this is how important it is and how noble is this?
我们相信我们不是偶然有的。
And we believe that we are not existing randomly or by random occurrence.
不是的。
We are not existing by random occurrence, but it says we are predestined.
我再重复一次，你继续问我预定，我不知道。
And let me repeat this again. If you ask me about predestination, I don't know much.
我已经上午已经讲过了，预定从人来讲都是马后炮。
And this morning I already mentioned, from the perspective of men, whatever you say about predestination is just things you say after the fact.
那如果真正要面对这个问题的话，
but if we want to truly face this issue,
要用很长时间，但简单讲哈，
we have to spend a lot of time. But if you put it simply.
预定就是在从时间、空间来认识神，从人这边。
It means that in time and space, man uses time and space to know God.
你可以想哈、
哦、，You can think about this.
这有时间线的哈、哦。
There is a
timeline. 在这个开始点跟结束点之上。之上、哦、是灵界嘛？有没有所谓的预定这个东西啊？
Above or outside of this beginning and end point in time, is there such thing as predestination in the spiritual realm?
时间不可能把它画在这里了。
Because you can't draw time here.
啊，如果可以，不行，我们画这里就好。这是昨天。
So this is yesterday.
是今天
today,
直到永远
and to forever, to the end, to forever.
这个永远就是说超过了这个人间的终点，还继续进到灵界了，灵属灵的境界，耶稣都是一样的。
And forever means going beyond the end of mankind, beyond the boundary of time. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
昨天、今天、明天都一样的，这个存在，这个主耶稣有没有预定
？This Lord Jesus who exists.
以本质来讲
，yesterday, today, and forever. If you talk about its essence, does Lord Jesus have predestination?
有没有？我没有办法想。
And I can't comprehend this.
这个不是在是用时间点来讲一个属灵的存在。
Because you're trying to use the standpoint of time to describe a spiritual existence.
在纯思考里面、哦、这个叫做恶律背反。
And if you're talking about the mode of thinking, this is called
antinomies. 你查一下。
Antinomies.
A N T I N O M I E S. Antinomies.昨天没有查吗
？Antinomy
有没有？有没有吗？有这个字吗 ？Antinomy
应该有。
对，好了。也就是说，两个不一样的层面的东西，你把它放在一起。
And it simply means that you are taking two things from two different planes and you combine them together.
一定冲突。
And if you take two different concepts and combine them, there will be a conflict.
好了，先讲这样就好。这就是矛盾。
And this is irony.
矛盾。
Or this is contradictory.
不是 contradictory, 这是 paradox.
This is a paradox.
Paradox 跟那个 contradictory 是有一点不一样的。
So there's a slight difference between paradox.
Paradox 它有时候这两个是可以同时是可以都是存在的，但是不可以放在一个平面上或是在一个时空下相对的。
So paradox is there can be two things that.Exist separately, but you can't put them on the same plane.
我们在信仰上有时候很多这个问题啊，啊，如果你进入到这个问题，啊，又一直在想，常常会出错。
in our faith, there are a lot of issues and problems. If we try to go into these issues and problems and think about them, a lot of times we will reach the wrong conclusion.
一定要跳出来。
We have to jump out of these problems.
法利赛人他们也用这个来害耶稣啊。
The Pharisees also tried to use this to harm Jesus.
它是两个不一样的。一个是罗马，我们知道嘛，抓那个淫妇来放在中间那个故事啊。
And that was a story where they took the adulterous woman and placed her before Jesus.
那个是比较平面一点的哈。
And that's a
那个是两个不一样的社会的，本来要把它放在一个平面上来讲，一个是摩西律法嘛哈，摩西律法要打死啊。
They tried to take two different societies and put them in the same plane. So in the law of Moses, they should stone the woman to death.
以罗马法的话，你根本没有这个权柄说 yes or no。
But in Roman law, you don't have the authority to make this judgment.
他把他两个不一样的层面的东西，把它放在一个层面上，要来耶稣来解决。
So they take these two different planes and put them together and wants Jesus to solve it.
这是双刀论证，你这边也死，那边也死。
So we see that it's a double-edged sword. Either way you choose, you're going to die.
耶稣不回答。
So Jesus didn't respond.
弯腰。
So he simply bent over.
写字。
And started writing
画画画
on, drawing on the earth, on the ground.
伸直腰。
And then he got up.
问他们。
And then he asked them.
又伸腰，又弯下腰。
And then he got down again.
又伸起腰来。
And he got up again.
事情又解决了。
And then the problem was resolved.
就是跳出这个矛盾。
So we see that he jumped out of this paradox.
好，这个预定也一样。
So it is the same with predestination.
圣经有预定。
In the Bible, there is predestination.
预定你得儿子的名分。
You are predestined to have the sonship.
好，这双重预定哦。
And there are two predestinations.
第二个预定呢?
What is the second thing you are predestined to?
我们看第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
十一节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will.
好，这里。你再念一次哈。
In him also we have obtained an inheritance,being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will.
你是 obtain 还是什么?
Obtained.
Obtained 是什么意思?
就得到。
你这个是什么?
NKJV.
NKJV, 好吧,可以了。即使你再看别的,他是说我们是成为那个什么?基业。
If you look at other translations, it's different from NKJV. It doesn't say obtain, but it says we become the inheritance.
其实两个都可以的。
Both translations are okay.
你从旧约看哈。
From the Old Testament.
我们要去承受产业。
We must go and
obtain
the inheritance.
生命记哈。
In Deuteronomy,
这个没有办法看到四章二十一节、二十节、二十一节。
In chapter 4, verse 20 and 21.
那你也成为产业。
But you also become the inheritance.
我们是神的产业。
Because we are the inheritance of God.
我们是神的宝宝，是神的财产，就是。
We are the treasure of God. We are His inheritance.
我们是神的财产，我们也要承受神给我们的财产。
We are the possessions of God, but we will also inherit.We will also obtain the inheritance of God.
这是预定的。
This is predestined.
神定的。
It's determined by God.
只能这样相信。
So we can only believe.
那你会问啊？哦，神预定了啊，他若这个人怎么样不努力，那得救吗？那这个人努力半死，没有预定，不得救吗？
So of course you're going to ask.
一定会这样问嘛，对不对？
If God predestined this to happen, then if this person doesn't try at all, will he still be saved? Or if this person tries very hard, will he still not be saved?
这个问题是问神的。
This is a question.
人绝对没有办法解决。
You need to ask God because man cannot answer this.
对，没有办法解决的，因为这是神的事。
Because this is
在创立世界以前哦。
This is something that belongs to God before the foundation of the world.
那如果你继续问的话
，And if you continue to ask,
如果你遇到保罗，保罗就骂你。
And if you one day meet Paul, Paul will yell at you.
说你是谁啊？
He will ask you, "Who are you?"
你是被造之物，你就乖乖的听就好了。那你又说，我又不是乖乖牌的，我不是举手牌的，有问题就问，然后你去问神，人没有办法解决了。
You, Paul will say to you, "You are created. Who are you to ask about this?" And then you might say, I don't like following instructions. I want to ask and find out." Then you need to go ask God directly.
我们怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
我们只能你现在得恩啊，感谢领受，做你最好的。
Now that you receive
grace, 在基督里爱你的态，你回去，你这个问题若一直问都没有人给你答，你要怎么做？在基督里回去先爱你太太，就是你做工作了半时了，回去也要赶快扫地、煮饭，那个换尿布，因为你还没有时啊，半时而已啊。因为你要是结婚的时候，我如果让我证婚，或是我一定说你是不是要爱你的太太，爱像基督，为教会舍命，他一定说 I will。好，你还没有时啊，半时要做到时。
So now that we receive grace, our duty is to do our best and do everything we can. So that means if we are married and then after we work and we work half to death and return to home, since you are only worked half to death, you still have to do everything you can to love your wife, to cook and to change a diaper and to sweep the floor.
兄弟，我们努力啊！我一下，你还没小孩啊？
还没。
但是你回去要好好释放你太太。
Okay, so we have to try hard and serve our wives.
我们绝对不能说我是头哎，要顺服。这个，你讲这样的话，你讲了不该讲的话。
So we definitely cannot say we are the head, and you are the body, and you have to submit to us because this is something that we cannot say.
这不是你讲，这是神教的教训你的话。教训太太的话，你不要替神讲。常常有时候你跑到神那里，所以才会出问题嘛，不在基督里。
This is something that God says to teach you, not something you say to teach your wife. And that's a lot of times because we say this wrong and we cause problems in our marriage.
我们已经领受救恩的人。
For us who have already received salvation.
有些问题是那个真理是，就是有一些奥秘哈，不知道的。
There are some mysteries that we do not know the answers to.
这个跟得救不是，这是知识那个保罗在哥林多前书十三章所讲的哈，知道的事情。
And this is what Paul refers to in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
但很知道了哈，每个人都画一面镜子，古代的镜子。模糊不清的
that in the olden days we have a mirror and it is dim. The mirror is very dim because we can't see clearly.
所以人家讲嘛，因为古时候都照那个铜镜，模糊不清，所以才出很多美人呐。
And because in the olden days in ancient Greece, their mirrors are made out of polished bronze or different metals, so it's not very clear, and sometimes it causes problems.
真的，太太很美，是因为朦胧美。
And if your wife is very beautiful, it's
一定
it's
yeah. 你不要拿显微镜照哦，你这个那么小的用显微镜照，有一个青春痘，这糟糕啊！让它磨朦胧一下嘛。
And you wouldn't take a microscope and look at the details and say, oh, you have a pimple here.
对不对
？And This is how it is.
但是对得救是清楚的。
But concerning salvation, we see clearly.
怎么样得救
？How to be saved?
走在基督里，在得救路上。
We walk in Christ on the path to salvation.
不要偏。
And to not go astray.
好，那走在真理里面，得救的道路上面，要行出我刚刚讲的。夫妻、家庭、职业。
When we walk in the truth on the path to salvation, we have to practice the things that I just mentioned earlier. The things we do in our marital relationship, and our parenting and child relationship, and our workplace relationships.
生儿养女。
to give birth to children and raise them.
生出就是养出敬虔的后代。
To raise a godly children.
因为这是来再回来以弗所书第一章。
If we return to Ephesians chapter 1,
继续哈。
If we continue reading,
第六节
in verse 6,
哦，我们已经被预定得儿子荣耀，那个儿子的名分了。第五节吗？
In verse 5, because we have already been predestined to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ.
好，第六节。
In verse 6,
使他荣耀的恩典得早称赞。
To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he had made us accepted in the beloved.
然后这恩典是在他爱子里所赐给我们的，爱子里很重要，要荣耀。
And this grace is by which he made us accepted in the beloved.
第七节。
Verse 7.
血宝血爱子的血啊，是救赎。
The blood of this beloved is what redeems us.
那这个恩典是用诸般的智慧赐给我们的。
And this grace is given to us according to the riches of His grace.
第九节
，Verse 9，
就照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
Having made known to us the mystery of His will according to the good pleasure which He purposed in Himself.
神有他计划的奥秘。
God has the mystery of His own plans.
但是在救赎的路上，他会告诉我们。
But on the path to salvation, He will reveal it to us.
第十节
，verse 10，
这个是有一个哦，我们第一天就有讲了，这是一个安排。
And in the first day, we already talked about verse 10. This is an arrangement.
嗯，这就是所谓的那个就是 dispensation.
And this is mentioned here as dispensation.
嗯。Dispensation 就是众，把它换成安排。如果用我们前辈一直在讲，或是一般的人讲，就是经纶呐、啊，就救赎经纶，救赎经纶就是其实就是这个字。
And this is really what's referred to as this salvation plan of the arrangement of this salvation plan、
嗯。是神是有计划的。
Because God did plan this。
其实这个计划，其实如果你看希腊文，这是两个字，就是加。或是 house 还有呢 law 就是律法法律。
If you look at the original Greek word for dispensation, it's actually two words. It's house and law, or the house, the rules of the house.
用可以更明白的话，就是神的家庭计划。
And if you wanted to explain it even more plainly, it's God's plan for His house.
神的这个家的计划是从创立世界以前开始哦。
And the family plan for God's house is something that was created before the foundation of the world.
在创立世界之前,
this is before the foundation of the world, before the creation of the world.
哦, 在基督里,
in Christ.
捐献了我们,
He chose us.
哦, 经过了创世,
and through the creation of the world,
哦, 在基督里,
in Christ.
因为是在 beginning， 若把是讲基督的话，是在基督里发生。
Because this happens in the beginning， and we know the beginning is Christ。
那从创世以来
，and from the beginning after the foundation of the world，
你是在基督里。
This is also in Christ。
已经进入到啊、哦、这里了，从亚当一直到最后的一个得救的人。
Then we enter into a timeline starting with Adam to the very end when we are saved。
用话哈。哦那接下来就是所谓的以弗所书来讲，就是教会。
And then from the book of Ephesians, we see that what is next is the church.
个别的召进来，召进来。
All the different peoples are called into the church.
是几点啊？
两点四十。
两点半哦。对不起，那超过一点。来，我们同心默祷，休息十五分钟哈。
So let us bow our heads and pray in silence, and we will take a 15-minute break.
Amen.